Welcome to People Power and Politics, our talk, riveting interviews, community updates, in-depth analysis. That's People Power and Politics. We tell it to you as it is. No holds barred. You are the people. You have the power. We bring you the politics. To listen to our show, be a guest, or to advertise, visit www.pppradio.nyc. That's www.pppradio.nyc.
A very warm welcome to everyone. We are joined by a very special guest, Bofa Lewis, who is the founder and president of the Black Institute. And in this episode, we are going to be discussing Governor Kathy Hochul's commission to study the possibility of giving reparations to Black New Yorkers. That law was signed last year, and at the time, Hochul said the commission was imperative to righting historical wrongs like New York's role in the slave trade and segregation. So, Ms. Lewis, how do you anticipate the 9-member panel's diverse backgrounds and expertise will contribute to the commission's work?
Well, thank you very much for having me on, Pearl. I really appreciate this, to be able to talk to your audience. As concerning the reparations legislation, number one, the first thing is that they're putting together a 9-person commission. Mm-hmm. And the commission hasn't even been constituted, nor has it met. However, hope springs eternal. I think that this is long overdue. We should, number one, study the entire slave trade as a global phenomenon. As we know, our people got dropped off at different places, but we all got picked up in the same spot, and that was Africa. And so reparations need to be put to people of African descent. And I'm hoping that there will be an opportunity to have input with this reparations commission, and also that it actually does an historical view and takes a holistic approach to the global slave trade. And then I guess it's going to telescope down into exactly what was happening here in the state of New York, because as we know, the slave trade wasn't only confined to the American South, nor was it confined just to the Caribbean, nor was it confined just to South America. It was pervasive throughout the Western Hemisphere. So I'm hoping that they will do a good job, learn lessons from other states like California that has attempted to address reparations. But I'm very happy that at least we're making a step forward.
Thank you so much for that. Now, you know, you mentioned one ship, you know, well, not one ship, but one location making different stops. And there has been talk in the mainstream media about who is Black and who should be entitled to reparations. And accordingly, they've said that a considerable number of Black, of New York's Black residents, are not descendants of U.S. slavery, and that in New York City alone, well over 500,000 people are Afro-Caribbean or Caribbean immigrants, more than 25% of the Black population, according to the census. So can you just expand on this, please?
Well, you see, I don't think that we should just accept what other people tell us is going to be how they're going to judge who should get reparations or not. My stance and the stance of the Black Institute is, number one, to this very day, we are feeling the discriminatory effects of this global slave trade. And slaves were bartered, bought, and sold, and traveled through many states throughout this country, as well as the Caribbean, as well as South America. You know, at one point in American history, people, black people, weren't even considered to be human beings. We were like three-fifths of a person. We weren't even considered to be human at all. We were like possessions. We were the same as a mule or a cow or a plow or an axe. And how would you prove who got the effects when, in fact, some slaves here in America cannot even trace their heritage back to slavery? Why? Because we were not allowed to keep records. Exactly. So you have slave owners telling you, well, you have to prove who you are. As far as we are concerned, all black people of African descent suffered the discriminations, and reparations should be given to all black people. As we know, at one point, there was the one drop rule. If you had one drop of African blood in you, no matter what you looked like, you were considered to be less than a human being. So let us not have others try to separate us. Let us support each other in unity, because once you begin to separate each of us, then you're not telling the full story. And to me, if you want to know who should get reparations, use their DNA. See who has who's of African lineage and descent. And that way, that would be a more fair way of doing it.
And I agree with that, because I think it right now it's a case of divide and conquer. So given the complexity of addressing historical injustices such as slavery and systemic discrimination, which we are still facing today, do you have any suggestions of how the reparation should be allocated? Any recommendations?
Well, the first thing that we should do is try this commission is to take in the slave trade as a global phenomenon and look at it, not just accept the records or the documentation from white slave owners. Look at other people who have received reparations after the Holocaust. Descendants of the Jewish people received reparations. After World War II, descendants of the Japanese from Nagasaki that the atomic bomb landed on got reparations. Oh, and also white slave owners got compensation. They got reparations for the slaves that they lost. So this has to be looked at in a holistic way. But again, let us not have people separate us. Let's look at DNA. The technology today can tell us who is of African descent and who is not, rather than just relying on the slave master's records. And let's just make sure that we are looking at all people of color, all black people, all people of African descent, because other people got reparations right away. But somehow or another, when it comes to black people and to people that are descendants of slaves, we got to have a commission, we got to study, you need to jump through this hoop or that hoop. And this is all to thwart what is owed to us, the wealth of this country, the wealth of Europe, the wealth of the Caribbean, the wealth of South America was built on the backs of the slave trade. And so there is a lot of compensations to be done. But let's tell the truth about the slave trade and not let us not fall into the trap of divide and conquer.
Thank you so much. This has been Bofa Lewis, president and founder of the Black Institute. Thank you so much, Ms. Lewis, for sharing such insightful information on this topic.
Thank you.
People Power and Politics, Hard Talk, riveting interviews, community updates, in-depth analysis. That's People Power and Politics. We tell it to you as it is. No holds barred. You are the people. You have the power. We bring you the politics. To listen to our show, be a guest, or to advertise, visit www.pppradio.nyc. That's www.pppradio.nyc.